Earnings season, bonds, and tacos. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The stock market kicks off earnings season today. Investors will be watching company profits and losses for the first quarter. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. David, how are you feeling about the earnings as a whole this season?
Companies are dealing with the cost of a higher dollar, and that's reducing foreign earnings. And at the same time, energy and materials companies in the United States have really been slammed by low commodity prices. So I think it's going to be another tough quarter in the first quarter of this year.
For a while, the market seemed like they were preoccupied with China, and then that faded. But it's still in the background. What do you see there?
We are beginning to see a little bit of a pickup in China. We saw better numbers from the PMI indices. And I think it's also interesting that the purchasing manager indices for Taiwan and for Korea are also moving up. And that suggests that the Chinese manufacturing machine is beginning to pick up steam here again. So I think China will be less of a threat for the rest of the year than it was at the start of the year.
So maybe a more domestic-focused trade?
Yes, and it's going to be tough for the next few weeks because not only do we have a tough earnings season, but I think first quarter GDP could well have turned negative. I do think things are going to improve in the economy and in earnings later on this year, but you're just going to have to work a little harder before things get easy again.
You really think we could see negative GDP?
I'm afraid so. When we add up the numbers, it could be as low as negative 1%. I just don't think people should overreact to it because I think growth will bounce back in the second quarter.
David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Puerto Rico is in a tough spot to deal with recession and high unemployment. The territory of 3.5 million people borrowed billions, more than any state besides California and New York. Now it can't pay the interest due. Puerto Ricans may lose money they were encouraged to invest in bonds. And vulture hedge funds that bought the bonds on the cheap are squeezing the territory to pay in full before spending on anything else, like schools or healthcare. Marketplace's Andy Euler went to the island to get a sense of what this financial crisis feels like.
Old San Juan feels far less foreign than I expected. It's a lot like Orlando. College kids on spring break, moms and dads taking their kids souvenir shopping. It's hard to tell this place is paralyzed by more than $70 billion of debt. You got to talk to some of the people here, like those responsible for solving these problems. Senator Ramon Luis Nieves.
We are undergoing a massive depression here, not in an economic sense of the word, but on an emotional sense of the word. People have lost hope about what kind of Puerto Rico we will have in the next few years. The conditions of living in Puerto Rico have become unbearable.
At the University of Puerto Rico, students are upset. They say the government's using money that should be going to the classroom to pay creditors. More than two-thirds of the university's revenue comes from the government. Already, faculty's been laid off, and class sizes are bigger. Guillermo Guasp is a graduate student at UPR. He knows the government's broke, but still feels like they're owed.
We believe that the Treasury Department should give the University of Puerto Rico $80 million that right now is at this moment that they owe us.
He says the governor's already told the people it can't repay its debt. That's why it's asking Washington for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection, something Puerto Rico currently doesn't have.
If in reality there is no way to pay the debt, we should stop paying it while this negotiation process is going on.
It's not just college students who are frustrated. A sense of hopelessness pervades the island. Unemployment's at 12%. The government stopped making pension payments, and it might not be able to pay for Medicaid, something two-thirds of the population depends on. Jose Sosa Llorens is a lawyer in San Juan. He says when the federal government got rid of tax incentives for mainland businesses, it didn't have a plan to make up for them leaving.
We have to go into the economic model and in the end even discuss and question the nature of the relationship with the United States. What we need to find out is how can we improve this relationship so that this economy grows again.
For individual Puerto Ricans, one solution is to pack up and move to Florida or New York. A lot of them do. It's pretty easy. They're U.S. citizens. Tens of thousands, especially young people, leave the island every year. And it puts the Puerto Rican government back in the same hard place it knows all too well. No tax revenue, no services, unless you borrow to make up that gap. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
For a brief history of how Puerto Rico ended up with all this debt, check out our interactive timeline on marketplace.org. Just click the Mentioned on Air tab in the upper left. Slack, The online messaging service, recently valued at $3.8 billion, is getting into the food ordering market. Taco Bell announced that Slack users will be able to interact with and order from this little artificial intelligence widget called TacoBot. No need to talk to a person. Marketplace's Jed Kim tells us what's behind this.
A lot of those Slack messages you get from coworkers are likely arguments over what to get for lunch. Enter TacoBot. The automated chat partner will help you decide whether you want to add bacon to your burrito and place your order. Britta Rosenheim is a food industry advisor. She says TacoBot probably won't boost Taco Bell's sales that much.
You still have to have somebody with the app on their phone to go drive and pick up the orders. So it's probably more of a novelty than opening up a wave of corporate lunchtime Taco Bell orders.
But it's not really about sales.
It's an excellent way to engage with consumers on mobile devices, and this is what marketers are looking to do.
Colin Gillis directs research at BGC Financial.
You can engage with brands in a personalized, one-to-one manner, and it feels like a conversation.
TacoBot's not available to the public yet, so you'll have to hold off on asking, what is the etymology of quesalupa? I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.